This is Gene Montristelli, the editor at tapandqa.com. And for some of us, moving towards success can bump into a specific belief. Success in the world feels like such a worldly thing. And for some of us, we have a real spiritual sense about ourselves. And those two things can feel in contrast. That if I'm successful, if I'm moving forward, I have to be of the world and I'm going to lose my spiritual connectedness. And those two things aren't mutually exclusive. So we're going to tap for that sense of bumping into that struggle. So you tap instead of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as always, as we tap through this, just move from point to point in a way that feels most comfortable for you. I want to move forward. I want to have great success. I want to be able to share that success with others. I want to relish that success. I want that success to touch my daily life in big and small ways. But there's a part of me that's worried. There's a part of me that's scared. In order to be successful, I must be in the world. And I am in the world every day. But it feels as if I'm going to lose my spiritual connection. I'm going to lose that wellspring. Which means I'm going to lose my way. And it's good that I'm worried about my spirit. It's good that I'm worried about the spiritual connection. It's good that I'm worried about keeping myself balanced. Spiritual connectedness and success are not mutually exclusive. In many ways, one informs the other. When I am spiritually grounded, when I'm connected to who I truly am, it is much easier for me to be successful. It is much easier for me to move forward. It's much easier to do this in profound ways. It's possible for me to have a spiritually rich life and continue to be very successful. And I give myself permission to keep working towards that success the entire time, keeping an eye to my spiritual self. Nice deep breath.